worship. So try to get rid of all the distractions that you brought in today, and let's concentrate upon the living Lord Jesus Christ, who is with us through the Holy Spirit. So let's pray, prepare our hearts for worship.
Good morning. Have you been walking the same old road for miles and miles? You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. But there's a better life. There's a better life. Oh, you got pain.
Sing along. I can't do all the notes in this, so when I say, tell me, is he good? You got to say, he's good. When I say, tell me, is he God? You got to say, he's God. He's good God Almighty. All right, y'all ready? I need you. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me. Praise in your name, no matter what comes. I can count the times I've called your name some broken night. You showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. Ain't no way you'll ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me. Praise you. No way I'd be.
praising your name, the top of my lungs. Oh, tell me, is he good? Oh, tell me, is he God? He is good God Almighty. You say your love goes on forever, mercy never stops. Why would I assume that you're somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. What on earth can make me be afraid? Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes. Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. Keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. All right, here we go. Now tell me, is he good? Now tell me, is he God? Good God Almighty. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes. God knows where I'd be without your mercy. I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Walnut Grove Methodist Church. Tell you what, I got new compression socks on this morning. I think the Holy Spirit's trying to hold us all down this morning. A little mobility going on for me, that's good. Let's do our call to worship. 176. First hymn this morning is be Number 77. How Great Thou Art. Said, welcome to Warner Grove Methodist Church, and as Pastor Chris would probably say, I'm glad you made that sacrifice this morning to come and worship with us. Brother Jim is going to be bringing the message this morning, and I tell you what, we're going to be blessed with that. I'm sure that the good Lord's going to be shining down on Jim and giving him the right words for us this morning. This time is when we always give praise to the Lord and share testimony and just let everybody know what Jesus is doing in our lives and what it's making a difference and what you're proud of. And Jessica, you got your hand raised.
Is it okay to stand up?
Yes.
I just want to, a lot of people have said it's hard to hear when you talk with hear when the voices are affecting this way. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for your participation with the nursing home, the Rosewood Assisted Living. We had an amazing time yesterday. There was about 10 people that came out to just shower the residents there. It was an honor to be there and to be a part of that. The congregation just was, there was an overwhelming response with gifts to take for their prizes for their bingo day. And the mission committee or the outreach committee is really looking forward to making this a regular part of our outreach as a church going forward. And so I'm just excited to say thank you for coming. God bless we all work together. I also wanted to let you guys know we are going to be planning a missions night on August 6th. It's going to be a Sunday evening. And we are inviting a few local, regional, and even worldwide mission groups to come and speak to our congregation. We're kind of leaning into the questions on the back of the bulletin that several weeks ago we added just for the congregation to be in prayer about. And so I hope that you guys can attend that and be in prayer for us.
Thanks, Jess. Sorry I couldn't make it yesterday. I've getting a lot of swelling, so like I said, I got new compression socks, so maybe this helped me out a little bit. But I know y'all had a great time down there yesterday, and I'm sorry I got to miss that. Yes, Miss Brenda.
I wanted to thank Jessica for working with the outreach and the missions. She has done a wonderful job.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has.
And I'm sending a clipboard for sign up next Sunday. Is the fifth Sunday. We're going to have a whole bunch of sandwiches and salads. So that's next Sunday.
All right. You know, and also, you know, that nursing home down there, Brother Larry Lancaster, he sure did keep those people in his heart, prayed for and visited with them, and I'm sure he's smiling down right now at Warren Grove Methodist Church for continuing on what he was doing a long time ago. Anybody else have any praise or any testimony? Yes, ma'am.
Glad you see all the visitors this morning. Some old members that have come back to be with us, and other people are here too. We're
really
glad to have all of them.
Most definitely. Got a good looking crowd in here this morning. Good to see some people. Yes, ma'am. What was that name?
Chris's niece, Megan.
Megan Whittle?
Yep, she had her babies this week. They came early.
That's right, she had twins, didn't she?
Yeah.
Ooh, definitely keep, I think they took them a few weeks early, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing good. I communicated with them last week.
Good deal.
They're in NICU, probably just a little longer.
Well, and let's keep, if we don't have any more testimony. Yes, Mary.
I just want to thank all my family members of the church who have checked on me, helped me, done things for me. And I appreciate it. And I'm getting better daily for those that have a problem. I have a problem. Let's say everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank everyone for their prayers and their thoughts and their cards while I was out with my knee surgery. And the power of prayer is just an absolutely amazing thing. I could feel those prayers in that room.
Amen to that.
During my surgery and when I began, and it's good to be back.
Well, it's good that you were back in here. I seen you and Ralph sitting there together. And you're right, there is definitely power in prayer. Well, I guess let's go to our concerns. So who do we have concerns about and need prayer this week also? Yes, sir, Mr. Belcher.
My friend lost her upper hip. Her knee, she had surgery and she's in rehab.
Okay. Keep her in there.
Say the name, please.
That name again?
Trina Boston.
Trina. Matt? Oh, okay. In the back row. I didn't catch that name.
Carrie Jackson.
Okay.
Arlene.
We went to Knoxville this week. My husband and me and our two granddaughters and two dogs. And somehow or another, I wound up with the dogs and my family. But anyway, I want y'all to pray for our other granddaughter, Courtney Mason. She is lost. And we need prayers for her so bad. And she would not let us see our great grandbaby. So I'm in much pain today too.
Yes, ma'am.
But maybe the Lord somehow will be able to return with it.
Yes, ma'am.
My first cousin Kathy Gillespie had breast cancer.
What was the last name?
Gillespie.
Kathy Gillespie. Mr. Finch?
The Switzer family and the West family, they both had deaths in the family.
Switzer and West. And how's your friend Tim doing?
He's improving, but slowly. He goes to the doctor tomorrow to find out the results. They had to put him on oxygen this past week. His oxygen requirements are slowly coming down. But he's still on oxygen. But he fell again, passed out, fell again one day this week, and bruised his other side of his rib cage. So he's got cracked ribs on one side and bruised on the other side.
Wow.
So that's hard to breathe there.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we'll definitely keep all those concerns and ask God to do some healing. And ask the Holy Spirit to comfort the ones that are needing that. And, yes.
Jason?
No. My sister, Missy Lancaster.
Missy Lancaster, yeah. Yeah, they've definitely been through a lot after brother-in-law passing and everything. Brother Jim?
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, as we come here today to praise you and to offer our sacrifices of praise unto you, we're reminded that you are the good God Almighty, and you have come today to bring healing among us in our hearts. And the requests that have been made today, there needs to be healing, and so we offer ourselves be healed by your precious Holy Spirit. We pray for those who are sick, for those who have been in hospitals, for those who've come out that rejoice today of their progress. We pray for those that are lost as we have shared today. Father, we pray your Spirit will speak to someone in some situation where your Holy Spirit will reach that person or those persons and let them see the love of Christ and the need for repentance, confession of sin, and receive the love and the salvation of Jesus Christ. But we come today, Father, to praise you because this has been a time in our life when we've gone through many trials and tribulations, particularly in the process of this church disaffiliating. Now we're down a new road. So we ask your hand to be upon us. pray that you keep the enemy away from us. We bind all the influences of Satan in our personal lives, in the life of this church, in this community, and into the world. And may your power and your presence be alive today in our service and speak to our hearts as we open up to you. And now let us join together as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This time, if the ushers will come down, we'll do the tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
gospel reading this morning comes from Matthew 3, 13 through 17. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up the straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened up to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and the light lighting upon him. And to a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is the first word, the last word, the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's receive. Thank you. Have any children that like to go?
Excited. I appreciate Chris asking me to share with you today in the sermon. I don't get to preach much anymore. Telling somebody, the last church I served, I preached three times on Sunday morning, 8:45, 9:30, and 11 o'clock. And by the end of the third service, I was whooped. Thank God we don't have but one here today, so we'll get through it. The text for the sermon this morning comes from Psalms 103. I don't know if my reading is the same as yours, Becky, but we'll read it anyway. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeemed your life from the pit and crowned you with love and compassion, who satisfies the desires of good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us as we break the word of God. May the truth of the praise of David's psalm dwell up within our hearts, that we might praise you today for your goodness, your kindness, your love, your mercy, and your justice. And I pray as I speak today the words you've given me, that if there's some heart here today that needs to turn and change, repent, confess, and give their life to Jesus, or someone needs to be healed in their heart, in their body, in their spirit and soul, Holy Spirit, you work your loving kindness in these moments. I pray this all in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. A highway patrolman pulled a car off of a state road. He walked up to the window of the car and tapped on the window, and he looked inside. There were three elderly women. Two ladies were in the back and one elderly woman driving the car. So he asked for her driver's license, her registration and proof of insurance, and she gave it to him gladly. And then he said to her, "Ma'am, do you know why I stopped you?" She said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "You've been driving too slow. You were going only 31 miles an hour." "I know," said the woman. "I always obey the speed limit. I don't go 32 miles an hour. I don't go 30 miles an hour. I go 31 miles an hour. That's what it said." And the trooper looked at his mouth and said, "Ma'am, that is the state road sign. The speed limit is 55 miles an hour." She said, oh, "I'm sorry." And he looked into the back seat, and the two elderly ladies in the back were just nervously holding each other. And he looked at them and said, "Oh my God, what's wrong? You look like you just saw a ghost." She said, "I just got off of I-95. Oh my God. Oh, we say it all the time, don't we? It's a popular expression. It rolls off of our tongue. Whenever we are totally surprised, whenever we are utterly shocked, or gravely disappointed, or deeply saddened, unable to explain the unexplainable. But I want you to stop and listen for a moment at what you're saying. Oh my God. What do we mean when we say that? Are we really acknowledging God? Maybe, and maybe not. What if we only said it when truly it was a God moment? Would it make a difference? What if I add the phrase to, "Oh my God, praise the Lord"? Oh my God, praise the Lord. For the rest of this sermon, every time I raise my hands, I want you to say as a group, "Oh my God, praise the Lord." Let's practice one time. Oh my God, praise the Lord. Say it again. Oh my God, praise the Lord. It was just Joseph and Mary in the lowly stable in Bethlehem. There was no doctor, no midwife to help deliver the infant Jesus. Guess who helped Mary? Who clipped the cord and handed the Christ child to Mary for the first bonding? Who watched in amazement at the first feeding? And then that moment came. Mary handed the infant Jesus to Joseph. And Joseph held that child nervously. And he looked down at that infant's face. And he thought, "I'm holding the Son of God." And the words rushed out of his mouth. Jesus, now a young man, comes down to the River Jordan. His cousin John is baptizing repentant Jews. And John recognizes Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Jesus stepped into the sin-soaked river. And he tells John, "Baptize me." And John barks, "I need to be baptized by you." And Jesus looks deeply into the eyes of John and says, "Let us do this to fulfill all righteousness." And John consents and he baptizes the sinless Lamb of God. And Jesus comes out of the water. The heavens open. The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus like a dove. I want you to notice that the dove lands on what? A lamb. The dove knew where to go. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my Son in whom I'm well pleased." And John shakes his head in amazement as he looks at Jesus Christ. And he says,
"Oh my God, praise the Lord."
One day Jesus was teaching Pharisees and teachers of the Jewish law in a crowded house. The power to heal came upon Jesus. A group of men brought their paralytic friend for healing, but they couldn't get into the crowded house. So what did they do? They went up on the rooftop. And he bore a hole into the roof there, and he stuck their friend, the paralytic, down in front of Jesus. And Jesus saw the faith of these four men. And he said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven. Take up your mat and go home." And the man stood up and he grabbed his mat and he went home, and the scripture says, praising God. And the crowd was amazed and said, Jesus had been teaching a large crowd of over 5,000 people. It was late in the evening. The crowd had not eaten. Disciples suggested to Jesus that they send the crowd back into the villages to get food. But Jesus challenged them, "You give them something to eat." They confessed they didn't have enough money to buy food for the large crowd. "What are we to do?" Jesus looked around and says, "What do we have?" And disciples scurried around, and what did they find? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes from a little boy's lunch. And Jesus said, "Bring it to me." He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and he looked up into heaven and he gave thanks. And suddenly, miraculously, the bread and the fish multiplied. It was the first Christian fish and chips dinner. And the crowd looked around in amazement and said, Jesus and the disciples were praying. Suddenly, Jesus stopped and asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" The disciples said, "Some of them say that you're Elijah. Some of them say you're John the Baptist. And some say you're a prophet that has come back from of old." And then Jesus asked that penetrating question, "Who do you say that I am?" And there was a long pause. And then Peter blurted, "You are the Christ." And another long pause. And the disciples looked at each other and shook their heads. Jesus was crucified. It was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Darkness covered the land for 3 hours. The sun stopped shining. The curtains in the temple at Jerusalem were split. And Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." The Roman centurion who orchestrated that crucifixion looked up into the eyes of this crucified Christ, and the truth hit him. And he said, "Surely this was a righteous man." The disciples told Mary Magdalene that Jesus had risen. Mary went to the tomb and she stood outside and wept. She looked inside and saw two angels sitting right there where Jesus' body was. And they looked at her and said, "Mary, why are you weeping?" And Mary said, "They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've taken him." And suddenly she turned around and she saw Jesus standing in front of her. She didn't recognize him. She thought he was a gardener. Until Jesus looked at Mary and said, "Mary." And then Mary recognized Jesus. "Rabboni."
Praise the Lord.
Now we transition. From heaven's balcony, the host of angels and the saints of glory look down on us and they shout when an alcoholic trying to quench the thirst of his pain in alcohol finally takes the right drink. Miraculously, he meets Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and Jesus says to him, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst indeed again. For the water I give him will become a spring of water welling up into eternal life." And the living water of Jesus cleanses, forgives, and satisfies the soul of this alcoholic. And now he's sober. A new life begins. And from heaven's balcony comes a shout. A drug addict trapped by the demons of addiction meets Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Jesus drives out the demons out of the soul and body, and now he's alert, he's alive, sober, and a new life begins, and from heaven's balcony comes a shout.
Praise the Lord.
A youth lives a prodigal life away from home. He capitulates to every sin of the flesh. He wallows in the mud of arrogance, rebellion, and self-destruction. Miraculously, he meets Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He repents of his sin and starts a new life. Scared, he goes home. Surprisingly, he finds love, forgiveness, and celebration. And from the balcony of heaven comes that shout. A young couple's marriage is on the rocks. The drama of selfishness had destroyed any hope of restoration. Separation and divorce lurk around the corner. Then one day they meet Jesus, the author of covenant marriage. He teaches them about sacrificial love, oneness in relationship, and allegiance to God's plan for marriage. They stop taking selfies. Now they FaceTime Jesus for his wisdom and his will. And suddenly their marriage is rejuvenated. Now it sits on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And from heaven's balcony comes a shout.
Praise the Lord.
And every Sunday in a little country church, two red-headed little boys, brothers, come to the altar, bringing their parents. They kneel together and pray together. And Jesus speaks from heaven's balcony and says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them." And from heaven's balcony comes a shout.
Praise the Lord.
And that's how you win the next generation at the altar. I'm going to give an invitation this morning. This sermon has been all about praising God. Oh my God, praise the Lord. I'm sure you've had a moment this week, maybe even this morning, when it dwelled up inside of you and you just wanted to say, "Praise you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing for me, for my family, for my church, whatever." But you have the opportunity this morning, And we're going to come to the altar like those little redhead boys. And we're just going to come here and praise God. Maybe you want to silently just praise Him and offer your praise. Maybe you want to open your mouth and say, praise the Lord. Thank God for what you're doing for me in my life. That's the invitation this morning. The Holy Spirit is upon us. He's asking you just to open your heart. Forget about everything around you and just come and praise Him in His sanctuary. Would you join me at the altar? Hymn of commitment is "To God Be the Glory," and let's stand and really sing this morning "To God Be the Glory," hymn number 98.
Thank you.
next moment in the front of me today, you have a moment when you sense the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Oh my God, praise the Lord.
You say it in the tongue so the world gets the message. Oh my God.